And so here we are, technically day 21. I'm here at the airport. I'm about to fly home to LA. Didn't get a chance to do the podcast yesterday or the day before. Day before was completely bonkers, as you can imagine. Arrived in Leipzig, found my little youth hostel. It was cute. It's expensive, €80. Yeah, it's kind of expensive for a shared room with like eight other lads. But the bunk was cute, had little curtains, kind of reminded me of a little cave. And said to Ollie, it's kind of where Fritzl kept the kids, but that's just a private joke. As per usual, upon arriving in Leipzig, I got myself a bike, and the hostel was actually just beyond the stadium, so I got to check out the stadium, figure out where to park the bike, because this time I was going to be smart, because I figured out in Leipzig there's no scooters and there's no Uber, so you definitely need to think ahead. Anyway, upon returning to the city center, I went to the FanFest in Leipzig, which is really cool. Did it up really nicely, and there just happened to be a little VIP center there, which I managed to blag my way into, and it was quite lovely, actually. It had a little balcony overlooking the square of where the FanFest was, and lots of little nibbles and drinks, and I watched the Holland game there before heading off to the stadium for the nightcap Turkey versus Austria. I had a feeling it was going to be a goodie, and I decided to wait until the very last minute before going up to the stands and getting my seat, which was almost a mistake because the media box was on the other side of the stadium and had to walk through the bowels of the stadium, which was kind of interesting as well, seeing the inside of a big major stadium. Not very glamorous, but yeah, found my seat, and of course it was about 10 minutes to kick off, and I don't know if you saw the game on TV, but the atmosphere was, it was off the hook. I mean, I think what I've discovered is that, yeah, I'm an addict. I'm an addict for atmosphere, and not just any old atmosphere, though. I mean, you know, we go to events in the States, and it's all home team, and it's great, you know. Don't get me wrong, going to see the Lakers play and the Rams play, I mean, it's loud and it's passionate. But this is something completely different when you have, you know, 20,000 people from Austria and 20,000 from Turkey, and they are willing their teams on. I mean, I've never been to war, thank goodness for that. And I can only imagine what wars were like in the medieval times when there was 20,000 people from one side and 20,000 from another, and they would charge at each other and roar. And this is what it felt like. It was primal. Just so electrifying. Here are the anthems. You gotta listen to the anthems. It really is. It's something special.
Thank you. I mean, absolutely great stuff, isn't it? And then I got to play this. This is what it's like when you score a goal in the first minute of a big knockout tie in a big time European stadium. This is completely bonkers. So as you can imagine, both sets of players super fired up, and the game was just one of the games of the tournament. Once again, Turkey scoring early, Austria just battering down the door, Turkey resisting, Turkey scoring again. I always felt that Austria had a goal in them. Of course, they scored, and then at the death, one of the greatest saves we'll ever see. And the celebrations at the end, oh, I'm just genius. I mean, I've got to play that for you as well, because what happened was the entire Turkish support stayed behind. So the stadium is still packed. And all the Turkish players and staff and management went out to the center of the pitch, and they made a circle around the center circle. And they do this thing actually in Besiktas, where one of the ultras or something does something with his arms, and everyone goes, "Ey," and then they stop, "Ey," and then they stop. And then on the third one, they just unleash it. And every player, coach, staff was just in this mosh pit. It was something else. So, yeah, I wanted to wrap up this portion of the podcast. I'm actually going to keep going through the championship because, I've quite enjoyed myself. Obviously, won't be the same, won't be at the stadiums, and won't be getting all that atmosphere, but maybe talk a little bit more about the football, which, you know, I haven't really spoken about so much. It's been more about the trip. But I did want to wrap up the trip, and a couple of things I wanted to touch on before I say goodbye from Germany. Number one, traveling. Trains. Yeah, the trains weren't on time like they were in 2006, and there was a couple of real, I don't know, horrible ones. Gelsenkirchen and Frankfurt one time. But on the whole, the trains, they're great. Honestly, if you ever have the chance to come to Europe, don't fly. I mean, obviously, you've got to fly to Europe, but once you get here, don't fly. Take the trains. It really is just the most delightful way to travel, incredible way to meet people. And, I took my fair share of trains. There's no two ways about that. Out to Berlin, out to Leipzig, Dortmund, Dusseldorf, Frankfurt. I mean, and of course, Gelsenkirchen. But it's such a lovely way to see the country. It's just rolling fields and forests and hamlets and rivers. And it's really relaxing as well. I mean, you're on the train and they whiz along and they make a nice sound and kind of get sleepy and you nod out and wake up and go to the buffet cart. And just awesome, really awesome. And then, of course, when you get to the station, I know sometimes you might have a ton of luggage. I was very lucky. I left all my luggage at Olli and Anna's. And so I was just traveling with a backpack. So super easy to get on a scooter, to get on a bike. But what a way to discover a city. And of course, so cheap. I mean, if you're in a cab or the subway, you're not going to see what I saw. And you travel through neighborhoods and you get to stop and there's music and there's still markets and flea markets and food and just, I mean, it's hard to describe. I mean, I think the best one was when I went to Berlin. And the main station in West Berlin, and the friend Gula I was staying at, she lives 6 miles away in East Berlin. And I got to go through East Berlin and see so many different aspects of what life is like. And, you know, then I took the scooter to the stadium, the Olympic Stadium, and went through a forest and a city. And what I will say, Leipzig was kind of similar. And obviously, East Germany, before unification, was a communist state. And what I will say about that is that there's a real openness for space, communal space, and the parks and forests in a city. That just wouldn't happen in the Western world. It'd be, redeveloped and the housing would be there. So that was really cool and something that the communists probably got right. Food. Well, I'm kind of embarrassed, really. I really didn't eat that much, other than sandwiches. Had schnitzel a couple of times. A lot of sandwiches. Had a lovely Italian meal with Anna last night. And I got to say, Ollie and Anna are fantastic cooks. Ollie made me spaghetti carbonara one night, and Anna made this dish last night. Not sure what it was, but it was really nice, and a beautiful tomato salad. But the food's great here. I mean, the sandwiches are great. Pretzels are unbelievable. I mean, you don't even need to tell you about German beer, because it's world famous. So that was great. Let's see, the people are great. I mean, I love German people. They're so friendly. Really make a great effort to speak English. And even though my German was terrible, obviously I made an effort to speak German as well. But fantastic people. Love the Germans. So helpful. So kind. So giving. The Fan Fest, they were unbelievable. I mean, if America can do something similar to what they did here in Germany, it's going to be amazing. Big screens everywhere, micro pitches everywhere, a lot of volunteers to make life easy and really affordable. And I think I've mentioned that in a couple of other podcasts, and I'm begging FIFA and I'm begging organizing committees, make America affordable so everybody can come. You don't need to rip people off. This World Cup in 2026 is going to make more money than any tournament has ever seen before, so we don't need to rip people off. But of course, I'm sure they will. But I think that Germany and Europe have shown that you can have an incredible 24-team tournament. That's what the World Cup used to be. Remember, 24 teams. They're doubling it up this time around. But 24 teams, 24 nations, all coming together, all celebrating, all affordable. And I just really hope that we can do the same. And then the matches that I've seen, I mean, too many to mention. I think 13 games, maybe 14 games. Not really sure, actually. Two England games. Serbia. Yeah, Serbia in Gelsenkirchen. And Denmark. Weren't great. I saw Turkey 3 times. They got battered by Portugal, but the two other games are the top 2 games of the tournament. Turkey, Georgia, and Turkey, Austria. And something that both those games have in common is that it rained. Okay, and I think rain really adds something to the atmosphere. Obviously, certainly adds a lot to the pitch, because the pitch starts flying. Amazing games. Saw Ronaldo twice. Saw him cry, boo-hoo. Didn't get to see Germany play live. Saw them at the Fan Fest at the Brandenburg Gate, which was pretty epic. I think there was 60,000, 70,000 people watching on the screens. Got to see Scotland play. Scottish fans were incredible in Cologne. Switzerland a couple of times, who looked very dangerous. And, of course, they're playing England on Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, great games. I know that sounds like an exaggeration, but just really superb. I mean, the two crappiest games were the England games, and the rest, really, really good. Lots and lots of fun. And I got to say, this European Championship 2024 has really delivered. So a big shout out to Germany. A big shout out to UEFA and the way they've organized this. It's been really cool. And of course, a big shout out to Olli and Anna. Ich liebe dich, the pair of you, for being such gracious hosts. And let me stay in your lovely apartment in Cologne. And Knut as well, for letting me have his computer room for 3 weeks. So I'll be back on Friday. Oh, that's tomorrow. Yeah, I'm kind of delirious. Tomorrow or Saturday. Maybe I'll do a quarterfinal wrap-up on Saturday. But thanks for joining me in Germany. And yeah, we'll catch up with you later. Bye for now.